It only makes it dangerous for a sick society that has enslaved people through making them addicted to consumerist false needs that are created by advertising and by the media and et cetera, et cetera. But in a healthy society, it's not a threat. In fact, a healthy society loves bliss. The happier people are, the fewer wars there are, the fewer conflicts, the less illness, the less of any of the negative things that people are suffering from. But yes, it's the kingdom of heaven. It's not Kali Yuga anymore when we're in that state. But because it's all consciousness, it starts with our shift into ecstasy, and then the world becomes morphogenetically infected by the contagion of ecstasy that takes over the world and removes and eliminates the sickness of the so-called normal egos that are destroying the world. And the new world of divine mad gods and goddesses, because it's more coherent, more beautiful, and more durable, because there's no weakness in the divine consciousness, takes over the world. That's what's now underway. But that consciousness, once recruits to adopt that level of vibrational frequency so that the morphogenetic field disseminates this new energy more quickly. And that's the question. Will you become one with that supreme force of ecstatic power that will change the world into a heaven from a hell? You must do that through your own surrender to that, through your adoration of that. You see, the ego doesn't adore anyone, doesn't love. You have to adore God. You have to recognize, yes, there is a higher power, the highest, higher than the ego. And if you're not willing to surrender and adore that power, it won't become yourself. It will always stay at a distance. It's love that unites.